Great Moments in Music. Great Moments in Music presents distinguished soloists, the chorus and orchestra in selections from your favorite operas and operettas.
Narrator is Edwin Jerome. We think it fitting somehow to honor the war dead by speaking of that which symbolizes the living. For we know that a nation lives with the breath and spirit of those who have died to preserve it. We pay tribute to we the living, to those sons who have made it possible. And we'd like to think of it as the seventh step to victory. Our soldiers have followed those steps all the way from the beginning. And at the beginning, the days were dark. And the first step was courage.
Give me some men who are stout by the ten, who will fight for the right they adore. Shot me with ten.
We needed weapons, more weapons, and still more weapons. Smoke poured from the stacks of industry. America looked around, sized up its strength, gathered what it had on hand, and began building what it needed. Ships, planes, guns. The call went out, and the call was answered. Men and women in the factories, the shipyards, the farms. America rolled up its sleeves for the second step. Work.
fairest, the song of the steel. I want to sing the song of the reavers, the song of the furnace, the song of the steel. Heat, trembling heat, writhing heat, blistering heat, a slave to the furnace, a slave to the steel. Tired and wanting as at home, stumbling my way. I have no sun, I have no moon, am I alive or dead? My heart is of steel, driving me on. When night comes, a white light comes and burns into my brain. Sleep haunts me and dreams haunt me with red hot rivets in a blinding rain. Fate gave me chains, fate gave me veins, running with molten red. No freedom for me till I am gone.
We took courage and went to work. America was decadent, so the enemy said. America was confused and frightened, so the enemy said. America was a nation of soft-living, soft-bellied, soft-speaking people, so they said. Well, they got their answer, right between the eyes. The third step to victory wasn't long in coming. It was fight.
Went the gunner, a bullet was his fate. Down went the gunner, and then the gunner's mate. Up jumped the sky pilot, gave the boys a look, and manned the gun himself as he laid aside the book, shouting, "Praise the Lord and pass the ammunition! Praise the Lord and pass the ammunition! Praise the Lord! Pass the ammunition and we'll all save me. Raise the Lord and swing into position. Can't afford to sit around a wishing. Praise the Lord, we're all between perdition and the deep blue sea." Yes, the sky pilot said it. You've got to give him credit. For a son of a gunner was he. Shouting, "Praise the Lord, we're on a mighty mission. All aboard, we're not a-going fishing. Praise the Lord and pass the ammunition and we'll all stay free." Praise the Lord and pass the ammunition and we'll all be.
Yes, the sky pilot said it. You've got to give him credit for a son of a gun that was he. Shout and
praise the Lord.
We're on
the radio.
All of us. We're not a going fishing. Praise the Lord. And pass the ammunition. And we all.
And something vast and tender took hold of America as the news of war came in. The good news and the bad. We read the names on the casualty lists, and they were our own, our brothers. We knew they were out there fighting for us, dying for us, and a love bound us together. The love of Americans for one another. And thus love, too, became a step toward victory. America took stock of itself. Some 135 million people of many races, colors, creeds, with enough combinations of blood to confound forever the mumbo-jumbo of the master race theory. How does a nation such as ours, with people so diverse in origin and culture, fight a war to win? There's an answer. The fifth step, unity.
We never will.
Setbacks, there are defeats. We've had some. Pearl Harbor, Wake Island, Bataan. But our leaders could look ahead and see the day when American power would smash the enemy by land, sea, and air. And that day is here now. Our late President Roosevelt, speaking of the enemy, said, "We will hit him and hit him again." And our new President and Commander-in-Chief is carrying on the same spirit. We'd like determination.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation indivisible, one nation indivisible, with liberty and justice, and justice.
Tell you of the seventh step.
The seventh step is faith. Faith that after our battles have been won, peace and trust shall reign again. Faith that the four freedoms our boys so gallantly fought and died for shall become a basis of life for the world. Our thoughts turn in gratitude to our armed forces, wherever they may be. With them, let us keep faith in our cause, in our country, and in God.
And so this music, which is a symbol of faith, expresses, too, the faith we hold in the enduring strength of our nation and the justice of our cause. It is this faith that lies behind our great seventh step toward victory. For without faith, the courage, the work, the fighting, even love and unity and determination are as nothing.
This is the Armed Forces Radio Service.